Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. If we can just reflect for a while, what type of home we grew up in. Our childhood, our grandparents, what kind of house they lived in, we, what kind of house we lived in, how we grew up. And now think, what kind of house I'm making my children live in. Yeah. Think back a little bit that how, what we eat, what we wore, older people, and today what we eating, what we wearing. So if we haven't, as much as we can say we haven't made the world our objective, the world has become our objective. You see, when Sahaba radiallahu anhum were deciding that from what date or from what point must we start the Islamic calendar, so different views were given. Eventually, they settled that we will start the calendar from the Hijrat. And the reason for that was that the Ummat will remember that this deen came alive with difficulty. Deen came alive with mujahada, with difficulty. It didn't come alive with ease and luxury and comfort. Now today we are chasing ease and luxury and comfort. Each one in their own situation, whatever their condition is, we're looking for better conditions, better eating, better food, better living condition. All trying to improve all the time, right? And you take a simple thing, our grandparents, think of their kitchen cupboards. Nobody was calling a carpenter the super wealthy. That was for super wealthy people, they called a carpenter custom make cupboards. Now to custom make your kitchen has become a standard thing. Everybody does it. There's nobody going to the furniture shop and buying those steel cabinets and coming home. But the best tarkaris were made by those grannies with those steel cabinets. So it's not like these new kitchens have improved the quality of the food or the quantity of the food. In fact, more food was cooked in those kitchens, right, than what's being cooked in these fancy kitchens. So that is just a kitchen. Think of your bathroom. Think of the bathroom in your granny's house. Think of the bathroom in your parents' house. When you were going to school, how many bathrooms were there in the house? It's like a sick thing that a person who grew up in a flat, 4 or 5 siblings, mother, father, they all managed with one toilet, one bathroom. All of a sudden now, every room needs a toilet and bathroom. So, which direction are we going in? With the result, what's happening? See, we must look around. We mustn't be like an ostrich mentality. Look around and see what is happening. See when there is an ijtima in a town. Who's doing the work? The brothers who we call foreign, but we also foreign. In other words, the Bangladeshi brothers, the India brothers, who came after us. We came before, they came after. Right? They doing the work. Go and see who's staying in the ijtima. You'll get those people who from childhood, their fathers were taking them. Right? But they can't take their children. Because the children got too much gani. The children can't sleep on the floor there. They can't make wuzu in that makeshift wuzu khana. They can't use the toilet. They don't know how it's done. So they can't come. Right? And you see, the motto or the system is now that no, break the usul, just don't break the man. That's the new tartib. That no, don't worry, just rope him in. Because now we're just saving iman now, right? You don't blame the people. But what's happening? Even those people who are 4 months and every year chilla and everything, ijtima time, they're booking in a bed and breakfast. The same people moving around with the elders, going town to town, calling everybody to the ijtima. You must be in the ijtima. Ijtima so much barkat, eat the food of the ijtima. But they're staying in a bed and breakfast. They're staying in the hotel. Why? Because we've gone accustomed to that. We have made ourselves accustomed to that. Right? You take the khankas, there is no khanka. Where's the khanka? If you have to go, that's what I'm saying, make a trip and go. Go and see what is a khanka. Go to Thanabon, see what is a khanka. Go to Jalalabad, see what is a khanka. And then come back and ask ourselves if we got khanka. There's no itikaf left. Itikaf is a party. Because if you don't have the party, can't sit for itikaf. Itikaf, in those days, the person who wanted to sit for itikaf, on the day when itikaf is starting, he came himself with his son or his brother. He pitched up his own tent. He took one string, tied it up, brought the sheets from home, put it. But now, no, aesthetics of the masjid will go off. So the mutawalli is now, no, all one color curtain, one kind like this, one kind like that. Then the fellows are sitting for itikaf. They now need to be served. Everything must be found. They come in. Then now food must be found. Do you all do laundry here also? These are the questions you get from mutakifin. The laundry also will be done. Whereas, there was no such thing. You made your own bandobas and you went. You made your own food arrangement. You took your own bedding. Everything you sorted yourself out. You set for etika. Right? You take dandunum. In the old days, the dandunum only taught you where you stayed, how you ate, how you washed your clothing. All that was your problem. Then slowly Darul Iqama came. With the Darul Iqama came. So you stayed there. You paid money, you went to the mess, you got your food. How you washed your clothes was your problem. Now you get a full package. Full package. Despite that, go to the Darulooms. Who's filling our Darulooms? Where are our children? They're not in the Darulooms. Illa mashallah. Why? They can't make it. They can't make the grade. Because we got them so accustomed to a soft life that now they can't make the mujahada. So this running behind materialism is destroying us. In a generation or two, we're going to be in a problem. Because our children can't make the qurbani. Because I have to work for my children. See? So we have to provide for them everything of the best, soft life, everything. So now how are they going to make qurbani? How are they going to fold? They don't know how to fold a sleeping bag. So how are they going to go in jamaat? Now if they go in jamaat, it needs to be a different style now. You know? Now wherever the jamaat goes now, where's our takaza is here now, which town? Oh no, there is a lot of the brothers on, they'll make our nusrat over there. We don't have to take out our kitty and everything. They'll sort our food out and these takeaways they are right now, sorted out. We'll buy our takeaways and carry on. That kind of jamaat now. We're going. It's no more. Illa mashallah, there are some that are doing the work properly. What I'm saying is whether you take our khankas, whether you take our darulums, whether you take the work of tabligh, our children are not getting involved. Very few. You go and assess the darulums, you'll see. Our children are not in the darulums. The darulums are getting filled. Most of the darulums are filled with foreigners. And now the new Muslim, from the location, from here there, they are coming into the Darulum. And some of them are so dedicated. They are very, very dedicated. Some of them, very, very dedicated. Khariji time, weekends, all. You see they are studying, they are making qurbani, they are doing their work, and no complaints, no chuchas. They do their work. They don't ask for leave, they don't ask for early leave to go anywhere. If anything, they ask for late leave. Marissa is finishing on this day, but the bus would be too late. Is it okay if I stay one more night in madrasa and go home tomorrow? Mona, it's long weekend. Can't afford to go long weekend. So short while. Is it okay if we stay in the madrasa for the long weekend? That's the request you get from them. And from amongst them, there are those who madrasa is better than home. So rather come madrasa. So they also, it's a nafsani motive. Right? They're not studying. They're just wasting their time. They're not putting in the effort. But it's easier to stay in madrasa than home. So rather go away to madrasa. And the parents also prefer it that way. Because it's one less person there at home now. Right? One less space, one less plate. Right? He's in madrasa, he's taken care of. Right? He just stayed in madrasa and carried on. Whether he learn, whether he don't learn, no problem, long as he's just there. But in between, Allah Ta'ala still got his gems. Allah Ta'ala still got his gems in between. But the point I am making is that we are thinking that the soft life is what we need to give our children. Right? We're making a mistake. This is where we're going wrong. We're working so hard to get that better house, with better furnishings, and better all the luxuries and whatever. Then that's why our children can't partake in deen. Every time they're looking for a gap. Every time they're looking for something soft. And we think bribery and corruption is going to work. Now, this just to keep them there, give them extra money. Just to keep them there, take them shopping. You're going to go, man, sir, I'll take you on holiday. So it's a bribery and corruption thing. So this is a mistake we're making. Deen comes alive with qurbani. With qurbani, deen comes alive. The other thing is we prioritize dunya. Right? Now just see, one person is telling me, one alim, is telling me that there is a new trend, because I got a bit confused. He's telling me that I'm going to teach maktab in the morning. So first I got very happy. I said, so maktab changed in the morning, so the children are not going to school. That means now majority of the day they're giving to maktab. Now maybe they'll just do some 1-2 hours of school in the afternoon. Maybe they change the tartib, because currently we want to know why our children are gone dunya dar. The golden part of the day, you ask anybody, they'll tell you, hey, you know what, once it's Zohar, the day is over. Don't you hear that? What gets done in the morning gets done. Once it's Zohar, the day is over. After Zohar, you don't know where the time went. So that after Zohar, you don't know where the time went. That's the time we give to our deen. So then we mustn't ask the question where our deen went. Because that's the time we give to our deen. And that time in the morning when a lot of work can get done, that's given to dunyavi studies. So our dunya is flourishing. You see all our people, houses are getting bigger, motor cars are getting better, factories are getting bigger, clothing is getting smarter, shoes are getting better. Don't we see? Masjids are getting so smart, everything. Yeah? So the dunya is getting, because that's what we're concentrating on. And deen, because we give that time to the deen when we ourselves we're saying, hey, once the Zohar, hey, the day is over. So the day is over time, that's the time we give to our deen. So when this alim told me that no, I'm going to teach maktab in the morning, so I said, maktab in the morning? I said, so the children, they're not going to school now. They're going to go to maktab now in the morning. So then he's telling me, no, see, after school, there's a lot of extracurricular activities. So now they can't go to maktab that time. So before they go to school, this is those parents who still are worried that our children need to learn something. Right? Otherwise, there are a lot of those who are not sending the children at all. Right? Wallahi, I'm in the masjid. A student came to do the 1 year course. A student in the ending of high school, grade 11, that age. Yeah. The student doesn't know what the postures of namaz are called. Forget the du'as in namaz. He doesn't know what ruku is called. He doesn't know what sajda is called. This is not in Vietnam. This is here, South Africa, KZN. And not that the family is some new Muslims and all that. No. I don't want to tell you names, otherwise if I tell you the surnames, you'd be shocked. So this is that some parents are not cared. Right? Now, those that got little bit care, they now want to send their children to maktab from 6 to 7 in the morning. So that 2.5 hours, that too was too much. So then it came 3 to 5. That too is too much now. What about our curricular activities now?
Mm-hmm.
So now the maktab will be reduced to 1 hour, 6 to 7 in the morning. Now how are you going to teach the maktab syllabus from 6 to 7 in the morning? What are you going to teach? How are you going to teach the child the whole syllabus? This is what we're doing. Now that child who goes for a 1 hour maktab in the morning, whole day is in the school, then he's in curricular activities. Now when he's finished and at 5, 6, you're telling him to go darnun. It's like a shock to his system. Like a shock to his system. No, what's happening? One child came to madrasa, and his parents, they were not pushing him to come to madrasa. He was saying he wanted to go to madrasa. After he came, after a couple of days, he wanted to leave madrasa. He don't want to stay in madrasa. So the father was surprised. He said, but you were saying, He said, Mawlana, talk to him. We didn't put any pressure on him. We were not even thinking of sending him madrasa. He was the one saying he wants to go madrasa. So just speak to him. Don't know what shaitan got in his head. So when I spoke to him, I said, Ma, you know what? You need to ease into this thing. The whole day you sit and reading Quran Sharif. Can't manage this thing. So whole day now to sit in the class and read Quran now, because you're in the Hibs class. See, it's a bit too heavy this now. So Allah Ta'ala guide us. Allah guide us. But we are making it's a big disservice to our children that we just want to put them in luxury, give them all the gadgets, give them that high life, thinking that now this is the way to go. We're destroying them. They can't make qurbani for deen. Ay mere data, ay mere manik, ay mere mauna, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere manik, ay mere mauna, ay mere wali. Shahan shahid alam tu hai, sab se teri sarkar hai ali. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jamani, gaah janani. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jamani, gaah janani. Wo bhi ajab khush waqt hai jisne palb mein teri yaad basani. Shughal mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete bete chalte phirte, aat pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 कस्ब में दुनिया ही के राह में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, कस्ब में दुनिया ही के राह में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, वक्त यूं ही बेकार गुजारा उम्र यूं ही गफलत में गवाही, खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूँ कोई नहीं है मुझ में बनाई, खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूँ कोई नहीं है मुझ में बलाई, मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई, शुगन मेरा बस अब तो इनाही शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेते बेते चलते फिरते हाथ पैर हो अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह, नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, पंजाए गम से मुझको चुरा दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, पंजाए गम से मुझको चुरा दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, सुन मेरे नाने सुन मेरे नाने ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, सुन मेरे नाने सुन मेरे नाने ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, अपना बना ले अपना बना ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, पंजाए गम से मुझको चुरा दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, सुन मेरे नाने सुन मेरे नाने ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, अपना बना ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, शुगन मेरा बस अब तो इलाही शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेते बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहरों हो अल्लाह अल्लाह Allah, 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 Allah. Deedaye dil mein mujhko basa, deedaye dil mein tujhko basanu, sabse hatanu apni nazar mein. Tera hi jalwa pesh nazar ho, jaau kahin main dekhu jidhar mein. Tera tasavvur aisa jamanu, qalb mein misle naqsh-e hajar mein. Tera tasavvur aisa jamanu, qalb mein misle naqsh-e hajar mein. Bhool sakuta umr na tujhko, chahu bulana khud bhi agar mein. Tera tasavvur aisa jamanu, qalb mein misle naqsh-e hajar mein. Bhool sakuta umr na tujhko, chahu bulana khud bhi agar mein. Shughal mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah, Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte, aat pehar ho Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Apni raza mein mujhko mita de, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Kar de fana sab mere irade, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Jaame mahabbat apna pina de, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Dil mein mere yaad apni racha de, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Whatever our weakness is, whatever our guna is, those things that we can't seem to give up. Sometimes it's a cigarette, sometimes it's a vape, sometimes it's whatever adat, which won't be something that Allah Ta'ala likes. We can't seem to give it up. We beg Allah Ta'ala to give us a drink from His goblet of love. Once you get a drink from that goblet of love, then you don't want to do anything that's going to compromise that love. Beg Allah Ta'ala. This is what Khwaja Sahib is saying.
Apni raza mein mujhko mita de, اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ.
So Allah, I must just submit myself to your happiness. Your happiness. All my wishes, my desires, all that must be annihilated, finished. Now how this is going to happen? I must become drunk in Allah Ta'ala's love. That's how it's going to happen. So how am I going to become drunk in the love of Allah Ta'ala?
Jaame mahabbat apna pina de ay mere Allah ay mere Allah dil mein mere yaad apni racha de ay mere Allah ay mere Allah.
You don't see these people. Allah Ta'ala protect us all, we not look down on them. But look, the person who is caught up in drink or drugs or whatever, that's the only thing in his head. That's the only thing. He got the taste of the drug which is destroying him. But that's the only thing in his head. He doesn't chase that. The person got the illicit beloved which is destroying him. But that's the only thing in his head. He just wants to chase that. Nothing else. Now, they are chasing things that are going to destroy them. We are asking Allah Ta'ala that we want now, we want to chase that which is going to build us. That is the love of Allah Ta'ala. So, Ya Allah, you give us a drink. Jame Mahabbat, the goblet of your love, your goblet, your love. You give us to drink from there. Give us to drink from there. Now, when we become drunk in that love, then that will be the only thing that matters to us. After that, dil mein mere yaad apni racha de. Only think of Allah Ta'ala. Everything Allah Ta'ala.
Apni raza mein mujhko mita de. Ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Kar de fana sab mere irade. Ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Jaame mahabbat apna pina de. Ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Dil mein mere yaad apni racha de. Ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Shughal mera bas ab to ilahi. Sham o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aat pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Allah. Shughal mera bas ab to ilahi. Sham o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aat pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Allah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Last stanza of this munajat. So he says, Apana mujhe majzoob bana de. So we got our majzoob here, he don't even drop the light. We need even the lights to go off. He's leaving the lights on. He's so istighraq. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا غفور الرحيم يا رؤوف الرحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا رحم المساكين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك هو الله هو most beloved Allah kind Allah loving Allah forgiving Allah caring Allah loving Allah tolerant Allah هو Allah who loves to forgive هو Allah who becomes pleased when his bandas turn to him for forgiveness هو Allah we are your weak bandas هو Allah We are full of faults, O Allah. Full of shortcomings, O Allah. Full of deficiencies, O Allah. Ya Allah, from the time we have become of age, right up till this very day, O Allah, we have spent our lives in ghaflat. We have committed many, many gunas, O Allah. Ya Allah, but we are turning to you. We are ashamed of our lives, O Allah. Ya Allah, the very ni'mats that you bestow upon us, we use those same ni'mats for your displeasure, your disobedience, O Allah. We justify our wrong, O Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. You forgive us, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly. Ya Allah, we hide from insan. We forget that you are all seen. Ya Allah, we think we have hidden things in our phone. We don't know. Our whole life is written in an amal. Hey Khuda, hey Rabbi Rahim, hey Rabbi Kareem. How long are we going to live this double life, O Allah? How long are we going to be fake in our love for you? In our love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you change us, O Allah. You change us. You give us hidayat, O Allah. Ya Allah, you know our weaknesses. You know those gunas that we are finding very hard to leave, O Allah. You know those things that we are finding very difficult to make amal upon. Ya Allah, you know how our nafs is fooling us, tricking us. How shaitan is deceiving us. Ya Allah, but we are turning to you. Ya Allah, Laylatul Nisf min Shaban is coming, O Allah. Ramadan Sharif is coming.
Ya Allah, the years are coming one by one. We are going closer to our qabr, O Allah. But realization is not coming. Our hair is turning white. Ya Allah, our joints are starting to pain. But we are still not realizing that we are going to our kubur. Ya Allah, you bless us with the realization. You give us hidayat, O Allah. Ya Allah, if you give us tawfiq, O Allah, then everything will become very, very easy, O Allah. Ya Allah, you give us tawfiq, you give us hidayat. Make us yours and you become ours, O Allah. Make us yours and you become ours, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat against nafs and shaitan, O Allah. To get rid of those things that we are finding very difficult, O Allah. You give us the himmat, O Allah. Ya Allah, you give us himmat, O Allah. You change us, O Allah. Give us the strength. Give us the tawfiq, O Allah. Ya Allah. We are like that little dry leaf on the ground, O Allah. Little breeze comes, it flutters, and then it falls down. That is our condition, O Allah. Ya Allah, we sit in some program, we make some niyat. As soon as we go out, we fall flat, O Allah. Little temptation comes in front of us, we fall flat. One, two good things we're doing, we start judging everybody else by it. We're all the skeletons in our own closet, O Allah. We are not concerned. One, two flies on the foreheads of others, that is perturbing us. Huge, huge pythons around our own necks and we are not bothered. We are not care. Ya Allah, you give us hidayat. You put us on sirat-i-mustaqim. Ya Allah, ab to hamara banja mola. Ab to hamara banja mola. Ab to hamara banja. Aur hame apna banane. Kohi tujhse kuch, kohi kuch mangta hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ वो हो जाए मेरा मैं हो जाऊं उसका वो हो जाए मेरा मैं हो जाऊं उसका यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ या अल्लाह अगर एक तू नहीं मेरा तो कोई चीज नहीं मेरी जो तू मेरा तो सब मेरा फलक मेरा जमीन मेरी हे खुदा अब तो हमारा बन जा अब तो हमारा बन जा या अल्लाह फुलवास यो नूर ओ अल्लाह फुलवास यो मारिफत ओ अल्लाह फुलवास यो कुर्ब ओ अल्लाह या अल्लाह ब्लेस अस विद अखलाक हमीदा रिमूव फ्रॉम अस द रज़ाइल ओ अल्लाह Ya Allah, open the locks of our hearts, O Allah. Open the locks of our hearts, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with hidayat. Ya Allah, cause your winds of hidayat to blow in the four corners of the world. Ya Allah, bless us all with your love. This is all with the true ishq of our beloved Rasool-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give our awlaad hidayatu Allah. Put our awlaad on sirati mustaqeem. Ya Allah, we have spoiled our children, O Allah. Ya Allah, we have destroyed them with luxuries, O Allah. We have destroyed them by spoon feeding them, O Allah. Ya Allah, by putting everything at their disposal, O Allah. Ya Allah, we have turned them into just enjoyment seekers, O Allah. Nafsani pleasure seekers, O Allah. Ya Allah, make them also the seekers of your love. The seekers of the love of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the suffering of the ummah around the globe, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us the realization that you are in charge. You are allowing everything to happen. You know why everything is happening, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us that realization, O Allah. Ya Allah, ease the plight of those in war-torn countries, poverty-stricken countries, disaster-stricken countries. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa'i kamina, ajila, mustamida, daima. Ya Allah, those in financial difficulty, remove them from the financial problem. Ya Allah, those that don't have employment, grant them employment. Ya Allah, those that are seeking marriage partners, grant them compatible marriage partners, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that don't have awlad, grant them nek, salih, pious awlad, O Allah. Ya Allah, you know the jais, hajat within the hearts of each and everyone. Fulfill each and everyone's jais, hajat. You know the problems and difficulties that each one may be facing. You assist and help each and every one of us in our problems, in our difficulties. Ya Allah, the Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif is coming. Ya Allah, let it be the best Ramadan of our lives. Ya Allah, but give us that realization that Islam is not only for Ramadan. Islam is not only for big nights. Islam is for every moment of our lives. Ya Allah, forgive us for not establishing the Shariat in our lives, in our homes. Ya Allah, you made us your Khalifa on earth. But we are not fulfilling our function. We are not fulfilling our duty. Ya Allah, you established a system of Khilafat on earth, O Allah. Unite the Muslim Ummah under one Khalif, O Allah. Ya Allah, the Muslim countries, give them tawfiq to implement the Shariat, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us move away from the systems of the Kuffar. Let us bring the system of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your system, O Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of our children that are caught up in different gunas, different addictions, the children of the Ummah to Allah. Ya Allah, you bring them back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. Bring them back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, the brother of our Morana Adil Valiya Ridwan. Ya Allah, you give him shifa'i kamina, ajina, mustamina, daima. Or do whatever is best for him, O Allah. Make it easy for the family, O Allah. And all those that are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, you make it asan. Those languishing in prisons, you create, Ya Allah, the asbab for their release. Ya Allah, accept, O Allah, the work of tabligh, da'wat and tabligh that is taking place, you accept it, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the khankas, the darulums, the makatib. Ya Allah, all the dini idaras, O Allah, the social work that is taking place, the jihad of the mujahideen, Ya Allah, you accept it, O Allah. Ya Allah, bring back this wonderful ibadat of jihad which has left the ummah. Ya Allah, you bring it back, O Allah. Make it alive, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us all the desire, deep-hearted desire for shahadat, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us a deep hearted desire, true desire for shahada to Allah. Keep us with afiyah to Allah. But if ever we have to face the enemy, Ya Allah, you give us thabit qadmi, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect our deeri idaras, O Allah. Protect Haramin Sharifin, protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, take each and every one of us to those harams, O Allah. Take us to the Rose Aqdas of our beloved Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us with your razamandi. Bless us with Jannat al-Firdaus. Protect us from any type of adab in the dunya, qabr and akhirat. Ya Allah, protect us from your anger, O Allah. Protect us from the fires of Jahannam, O Allah. Ya Allah, all those that have come, O Allah, accept their coming. Let it be a means of my hidayat, a means of their hidayat, a means of hidayat for entire mankind. The qurbani that their families had to make, etc. You reward them, O Allah. Reward them, O Allah. Make it a means of our mukammal islah, O Allah. Make it a means of us, Ya Allah, being blessed with jahame muhabbat, O Allah. Give us a drink from the goblet of your love, O Allah. Make us your true lovers, O Allah. And make us beloved to you, O Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our humble tawbah. Whatever we have asked for, granted to us. Whatever we have forgotten to ask, granted to us. Whatever is best for us, O Allah, you granted to us. Ya Allah, our beloved Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made so much of du'as for the ummah. All the du'as of khair that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, that it be on our behalf and on behalf of the entire ummah. And whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from, O Allah, grant each and every one of us refuge from it, O Allah. Ya Allah, one day we have to pass away, we have to leave this dunya. Let not the angel of death find us in any guna, O Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of our maut comes, and let it be at a time when you are most pleased with us, in an action that is most pleasing to you, in a place that is most beloved to you. Ya Allah, let us leave, O Allah, while we are making khidmat of deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us be reciting the kalima, and let our ruh come jumti jumti towards you, O Allah. Give us a maut in Madina Munawwara. Ya Allah, give us a maut on the battlefield. Give us a maut in the darasgah. Give us a maut in your path, O Allah. Ya Allah, take us away with your path. Take us away when you are pleased with us. Safeguard us from kufr, O Allah. Safeguard us from shirk, O Allah. Safeguard us from nifaq, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep us upon haq. Keep us upon haq. Keep us upon haq. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal naar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaa bil qadaa. ونسألك بند العيش بعد الموت ونسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Say that Isha is late now. So we have been having overnight program and Isha is so late. So now if we still go to have tea, then it gets even later. Tahajjud is early. So must rather serve the tea before Isha. So that is a very good suggestion. So if you feel that it's too late for you to drink tea, and the drinking of tea too is not farz or wajib, you can leave it out totally and go and rest.
If you want to have a cup of tea, then you can go and have the tea. Sure, it will be ready there. You can go and have it. And then inshallah, in the more time is for the Azan. Azan is quarter past. Ramadan is for past. So inshallah, at quarter to four. So you can wake up a little earlier before that, read your tahajjud, etc. And then at 3:45, we'll make our dhikrullah, our bhara tasbih. That will bring us to azan time, inshallah. And after fajr, will be our yasin sharif, morning duas, and a little bit of nasiyat, and then read our ishra, breakfast, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala was to be. Shabi Barat, Rambas, in your duas, check up those things, that if a person is involved in those things, then even on that night, there is no forgiveness. So now, if we are involved in those things, and we have to sort it out before the night. And the one thing that is a big problem is family ties. So many people is not talking to this one, not talking. And we just justify it. No, it's not my fault, his fault. So whoever's fault, that's not a problem. Don't be faulty. Whose fault it is all right, but we mustn't be faulty. If that person don't want to talk to us, send them a message. At least make me ma. Whatever it is, make me ma. I have already made you ma. You please make me. And mean it. Don't just say it, mean it. That I have made you ma. Make the person ma. We are going to hold all these grudges and everything. Take it by Allah, Pak, go have a court case there and all that. Sometimes you get people, they talk like this. They say, no, go there by Allah, Pak, and sort it out. Now, I just had one thought. You know, sometimes the ladies, if a lady's husband passed away, now if she marries again, maybe young husband passed away and she got married again. Sometimes 3 times, 4 times, whatever. So now she's concerned that with which husband I'm going to be in Jannat. So I say our concern should be, am I going to reach Jannat? It's like already teshuda baat. I'm already in Jannat. Now I just need to know which husband I'm going to be with. My fikr should be, am I going to reach Jannat? The same applies. Now the person got a dispute. Yeah, we'll go there by Allah Pak and sort it out. So he is like already teshuda. I passed everything. You are going to sort you out over there now. I don't know what's going to be my tikana over there. Where I'm still going to take court cases and go there. Rather, I just forgive. In case I'm on the wrong, I rather just forgive. At least there'll be less things to worry about there. Where I'm going to take court cases now and go there. Even if it is for gold, even if it is for big properties, whatever it may be for, right, even if I think somebody robbed me now, they took everything from me, then too, what I'm going to take this court case there and do? Just throw it there, let it go, let it be finished over here and over, as long as Allah Pak just overlooked my gunas and puts me in Jannat, to kaam ban gaya. What I'm going to do with this court case now over there? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. سبحان الله نشهد نستغفر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته